air and naval forces of the United States has launched a series of strikes against terrorist facilities.
Unmanned Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
The ascension acts of terror in Africa, Europe, and the Middle
East. This will not stand, this aggression against the West.
The relentless pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of...
This was an act of terrorism. It was a despicable and terrible act.
The next time we're going to bring for you, he's one of the good old days.
He says something. Stops him.
I'm just making sure we don't get hit.
Okay, fine, fine, man. I got this already.
Thousands of people running.
We must and we will remain vigilant. The moment of
law. بسبب التنافس المحلي الذي سيغير مسار السوق. قرروا زيادة الإنتاج لتسهيل
It was 10 years ago.
Everyone missed something that day.
Everyone's not me.
Previously on Homeland.
How come I never heard of this guy?
Oh, Quinn?
Just check him out.
So I met some guy on the city bus.
You know him?
Darrodal.
That's Darrodal?
That's him. In the flesh.
Hello.
Hey, it's me.
Terry, I need you to go get my family right away.
Take them somewhere safe.
CIA sent me, Jess. There's a threat.
Whoa, this is sick.
Thank you for being here.
Terry, he's here. He's in America.
Abu Nazir? How is that even possible? Jesus Christ.
That device is at least 200 pounds.
Check one, check two, check three. Move now. Over.
FBI! Show me!
It's not him. It's not Abu Nazir.
Stand down. You still need him. I say again, stand down.
What the hell are you doing here?
We got him, buddy. Your information was good.
Got him all?
All but Nazir. He's still out there.
Walter's waffles for lunch every Tuesday. Some habits die hard, I guess.
Little things I can count on mean more and more to me as I get older. You find that?
I find that everything means more to me as I get older.
Plus, I've got a crush on Berta.
What about your house?
Well,
new owners. Nice people.
There's no point in keeping a house anymore. I have to move every few weeks. Christ, I miss the Cold War.
For the daily threat of nuclear annihilation?
No, I miss the rules. The Soviets didn't shoot us, we didn't shoot them. Or this bunch.
Glad you retired.
Oh, I tried. I tried.
Tell me about Peter Quinn.
Peter Quinn?
You met with him last night around 8. Number 7 bus.
Who's asking?
Me.
Just you. Peter Quinn is one of mine.
Why would Estes put a off-the-book blackouts guy in charge of a straight-up intelligence operation?
He didn't tell me. He just asked for a soldier.
Soldiers kill people.
They also fixed airplane engines and cooked bad food. It was a figure of speech. Maybe Estes put Quinn in there just to keep his eye on you. Maybe he doesn't trust you.
Why wouldn't he trust me?
Still afraid to get your hands dirty, Saul?
I still prefer to figure the problem out, not obliterate it.
You're too sensitive for this line of work. You always have been. I'm amazed you've lasted this long.
Make
Brody called?
Not yet.
You will.
I know.
Listen, Jessica, about last night.
Hey, I loved last night.
Was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Keep waiting to feel guilty. Brody. I'll be next door. Welcome home.
Pretty posh.
Thanks for helping out, Mike.
No problem. I go pack my bags.
Everything good?
Everything's great. Hey, Dad.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, John.
Be heading out. You guys need anything else? Give me a holler. Hey. See you around.
Dad? Are you a spy now?
No. No, I'm just a congressman who helped the CIA.
So you won't be disappearing again?
No. I'm not going anywhere.
I've got homework. You too, you got a book report to write. So what happens next? Do we get to go home?
Not quite yet.
Well, the kids can't miss any more school without falling behind. They're going stir crazy.
I noticed.
So am I.
I noticed. It's good that Mike was here.
Yeah. It helped. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Dana told me it was Carrie stopped you from letting her go to the police.
Yes, it was.
Go ahead, answer it.
Attorney General's ready to honor our agreement with you, but as we discussed, there are a few things we'll need to do first.
Resign from Congress?
For starters, you also have to tell Walton that you're passing on VP spot. Press are going to have a lot of questions when you do, so we're going to have to figure out what you're going to say.
I could say it's personal. Just decided to put family before politics.
How is the family?
I honestly don't know.
Well, you can all go home soon. That should help. You okay?
Yeah, yeah. You?
It's good to hear your voice.
Yours too.
Talk to you later.
The President of the United States personally called the director this morning and congratulated him on a job well done.
That's the good news. The bad news is we still don't have Abu Nazir yet.
With FBI help, we've dropped a net over the D.C. metro area. Maryland and Virginia State Police and the National Guard have joined the search.
Find it out?
We've begun interrogation of the four captured terrorists.
What do you say?
Quinn is one of his.
So what's he doing here?
Please remember.
That's a good question.
There'll be plenty of time for celebrating after we get the Zir. I am personally looking forward to at least several martinis.
I had a talk with Darndal. He confirmed that Peter Quinn, or whatever his real name is, comes from his side of things. So again, I ask, what's he doing in my operation?
His operation, Saul. It's his operation. And now it's over.
Is it?
Yes.
Why is he still here? Brody knows that you and Walden ordered a drone strike against a madrasa full of kids. So it could be that Quinn's an insurance policy against that information ever becoming public.
An insurance policy? Just what exactly are you implying?
Only that you and Walden went to great lengths once before to cover up the drone strike.
Is this an accusation?
I'm only asking a question, David.
Oh, God damn it, Saul. I'm looking at dignified with an answer.
Is that a yes?
Fuck you, Saul. Fuck you.
Am I interrupting?
No, what's up?
Carrie's been in an accident. D.C. police found a car on 17th Street all smashed up. It was broadsided.
She hurt?
They can't find her.
What do you mean they can't find her?
She's not there. They're looking in local hospitals.
Get over to 17th Street. He knows.
Oh, you dog. Sorry. Are you hustling me?
Our friends at Secret Service reached out to us, and Walden wants to come and visit Dana. He says it's important.
And Walden wants to pay Dana a visit.
I don't think she'd like that.
Shouldn't we ask her?
Ask me what?
Finn wants to come see you.
Why?
I don't know.
He says it's important.
He's been texting me all day. He sounds like a mess.
Good.
I'll let him know.
Thanks.
Did you think it would be easy? That you could betray me and just walk away?
It's over.
Get that into your fucking head.
It's not over.
Let me talk to her, goddammit!
Nicholas, calm down. If you want to help her, you will do exactly as I tell you.
I need you to get into the vice president's home office.
Why?
There's a treadmill in there. Somewhere near it, there is a plastic case the size of a book. Inside it, there's a serial number.
How the fuck do you know all this?
New York Times, believe it or not.
Get me the number.
Why? Tell me, goddammit!
Walden has a bad heart.
Self?
His pacemaker can be wirelessly accessed with that number.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
I won't do it.
Yes, you will.
No. I won't.
Nazir?
Nazir. Send me the number, or I will kill her.
Oh, you'll kill her anyway.
Right here. Right now.
Okay. Okay, okay. Okay, this... Nazir? Nazir! Not now.
Carrington.
Jim. It's Nick Brody. Is the vice president there?
Oh, he's in a meeting with the Israeli ambassador.
Great. I need to talk to him. Something of an emergency.
Well, I can't interrupt the meeting.
All right, I understand. I'll be over. Will you keep him there?
I'll do my best, Congressman.
I got a small cyclone stirring over the matter of wheat subsidies. I gotta go talk to the vice president.
Of course. I'll need a car to take us to the Naval Observatory in 10 minutes.
Thanks.
No record of her at any local hospitals or emergency rooms. Cops are still canvassing the neighborhood. We might get lucky.
Lucky? No one saw the crash.
One guy says he saw a woman running away. Another says he saw a guy dragging a woman into another car.
Any surveillance tape? There's cameras all over the place down here.
Well, the cops are collecting what they can find. Our computers will run a search.
Who dropped the ball? Never should have let Carrie wander around unprotected.
fix this deal. What's he up to?
Maybe carries a bargaining chip. Get himself out of the country.
Then why haven't we heard from him?
I don't know.
Carrie, is that you?
Brody, this is Saul Berenson. I'm calling on her phone. Carrie's missing. Police found a car over on 17th Street smashed to shit.
Looks like some kind of hit and run.
Last number she called was you.
What'd she say? She tell you where she was going? Brody, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, what'd she say?
Well, she told me it was time to tell Walton that I could no longer be a candidate for VP.
That's it?
We also discussed my resigning from Congress.
If you hear from her again, let me know.
I will.
Doing here in hiding or something?
Turns out my dad is like a super spy and cares when I kill him or some shit.
Sounds kind of insane.
Doesn't it?
How come you didn't answer any of my texts? Every morning I wake up, and for a few brief seconds I'm free. I can just look at the sky or listen to the birds. And then, wham, I remember the sound of that woman hitting the windshield. I remember that I killed another human being. I can't take it back. You're the only one I can talk to about it. It makes me sick, though. They hate me.
Did you know what your dad would do? That he would pay them off?
That's how the world works.
Didn't know that, I guess.
Remember that night? Top of the Washington Monument? Can we start over?
Whatever we felt, we broke it. We killed it just the same way that we killed that woman.
That's Nazir less than 20 minutes before Carrie's accident. Security cameras caught him. That's his car. We traced the license plate. Probably used a fake ID. It's a rental.
Where's this place?
5 blocks from where Carrie's car was hit on 17th Street.
The fuck are you doing here? You're supposed to be in Walter Reed. I heard about Carrie. I want to help.
Here, take a look at this.
No.
As you please.
It's what you did to Brody, isn't it? A lot of pain, a little love. Am I supposed to feel grateful?
I don't care what you feel.
There's no way he can just waltz into the Naval Observatory and get you that serial number.
He's a resourceful man when he wants to be.
Not that resourceful.
He will do it to save you.
You're going to kill me no matter what happens. Brody knows that.
Man gambles with what he has. You will try.
Don't be so sure. He's smarter than you think.
You love him too. Perhaps we have that in common.
We have nothing in common.
Sometimes when you are breaking a man, an emotional transference takes place. For me, with Nicholas, it was quite powerful. It was really a kind of love.
You're never going to leave this country alive.
I know. And I don't care.
Bullshit!
You can't even imagine that, can you? Believing in something bigger than you. More important than you. We are at war. I'm a soldier.
You're a terrorist.
Imagine you're sitting down to dinner with your wife and children. Out of the sky, as if thrown by an angry god, a drone strike hits and destroys all of them. Who is the terrorist?
It's the last day of Ramadan. A young man enters the Shia village pushing a cart full of candy and toys. He waits in the school playground for all the children to gather, and he reaches back and flips the switch.
We fight with what we have.
You pervert the teachings of the Prophet and call it a cause. You turn teenagers into suicide bombers.
Generation after generation must suffer and die. We are prepared for that. Are you?
Whatever it takes.
Really? With your pension plans and organic foods? Your beach houses and sports clubs? Do you have the perseverance, the tenacity, the faith? Because we do. He can bomb us, starve us, occupy our holy places, but we will never lose our faith. We carry God in our hearts, our souls. To die is to join him. It may take a century, 2 centuries, 3 centuries, but we will exterminate you.
Like I said, you're a terrorist.
ID, please. Ma'am?
I've got Congressman Brody for the Vice President.
Stacy.
Congressman Brody. Hello. I'm sorry, but the vice president's still in his meeting with Ambassador Alon.
Oh, no worry. I'll wait.
It might be a while.
I don't mind.
Can I get you anything? Water, lemonade?
Double shot of your best bourbon. Just kidding, I'm fine.
Text it to me.
Let Carrie go first.
Text me the number, then I will let her go.
No, he won't. Once you got what you need, he'll kill her.
The minute I let her go, he won't text me the number.
You've got to trust me.
How could I possibly trust you? Send me the number. Or I will kill her.
Monsieur, if you kill her, you will never get this number. Listen to me, Monsieur. Listen. Let Gary go, and I swear I will send it to you. I swear on the soul of Isa.
Why would I believe that?
Because you know how much I loved him. And because you know how much I hate Walton. He deserves to die for what he did and what he will do as president.
Swear again.
I swear.
Swear on the immortal soul of my son, Isa Mohammed.
I swear on Isa's immortal soul.
Thank you.
See ya. I can't see her.
Send me the number now. Send me the number. I will go after
you left. Getting a feel for the joint?
Yeah. Hope you don't mind.
Not at all. Be yours soon enough. You all right? What's the matter?
Yeah, I'm fine. How was your meeting with Ambassador Alon?
We're getting close. Another week or so, we'll be ready to deliver the bunker buster Israel needs to take out Iran's nuclear enrichment plant at Natanz.
I thought that was off the table.
It was. Estes told me what you did for CIA. Not the details, of course, but he said you were instrumental in bringing down Nazir's network.
I was able to help a little, yes.
How do you manage to do all that and keep it to yourself?
I don't know.
As soon as I can get that operation declassified, we are going to tell this whole fucking country what you did. Marine fights terrorists at home as well as abroad. So what do you want to say to me about?
Right. Well, sir, I'm afraid that, in fact, this could never be mine.
Why not?
Because I've decided to withdraw my name from consideration for the VP spot. I'm sorry, sir. It's for my family.
Fuck your family. We're talking about the second highest office in this land. The possibility someday of the highest office in this land. You don't walk away from that. Not for anyone. You okay? I don't know.
Actually, it's not for my family. It's for me. Because I want to feel clean again. And because I pretty much disagree with everything you say and do. That's very funny. You got some balls, Brody, I'll give you that. I'm not joking.
Call the doctor.
I don't think so.
God damn. What are you doing? What are you doing? No!
You still don't get it, do you?
Lassett.
Fucking nuts! Jesus, what happened to you?
Give me your cell phone.
I'm gonna give you my fucking
cell phone. This is a matter of national security. Give me your fucking cell phone!
No. Hey! Hey! Come back to that!
Yeah.
Charles, it's Carrie.
Carrie, where the fuck are you?
I'm in New Zealand in an abandoned mill.
Where?
I have no idea.
Give me my phone.
Where are we? Where the fuck are we?
We're on Highway 50.
We're on Highway 50.
Right, east of Chantilly.
Highway 50, east of Chantilly.
Fine, you stick with. Do not go after Nazir. We're on our way. Highway 50, east of Chantilly.
Here. I'm sorry. It was an emergency.
Emergency?
East of Chantilly, east of Chantilly.
There. Dalton's Mill, halfway between Middlebrook and Chantilly.
Call state police and tell them to surround the place. And grab every available body and get over there.
Yes, sir.
I want to let the FBI and the rest of Homeland Security.
Catch a terrorist. What could be more important than that?
He didn't say.
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead. I'll catch up.
Who's asking for me?
I don't know, sir.
What do you mean you don't know? Who told you to get me?
They just want to ask you some questions, sir.
Questions? Hey, what the fuck are you talking about?
There's a room waiting for us downstairs.
I thought you said we're going upstairs. Who the fuck are you trying to get your fucking answer off me?
Call Deputy Director SD, so straighten this out. He's fully aware.